From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading The Bridge by Lisa Ton Berggren. Now let's begin with the prologue. We have become disillusioned, disheartened, apathetic people because we have lost the ability to experience enchantment, wonder, and awe. Thomas Moore. July 1961. Ernie Powell smiled in satisfaction as he closed the cabin's creaking screen door behind him. He took a deep breath of the Swan River morning. There was no place like Northwest Montana in July, and today was proof of it. He reached for his 40-year-old fly rod and made his way to the riverbank, admiring the view before him as he would a treasured old friend. There was always something familiar yet startlingly unique about this river. This morning a thin layer of fog hovered just above the still pools created by piles of logs, generating an unearthly golden glow above deep green water. Here and there, boulders were beginning to emerge from waters that were waning from the snowmelt zenith to the more subdued levels of midsummer. About 25 yards downstream was Ernie's favorite fishing spot, near the old bridge he had watched them build when he was just a boy. The trout favored the logjam's shadows that shielded them from the rising sun and were often hungry at this time in the morning. Although the air was cool, he could tell the fog would soon be gone. It would be a warm day. With rubber boots on, he waded in until the river reached mid-calf. The icy waters licked at his bones, making ankles and knees too old to walk a mile.